How is it going, everybody? Welcome back to Social Media Marketing School. For those of you that are new here, I am your host, Ethan Bridge. And before we dive into today's episode, I just want to make sure that you've hit that follow button or that subscribe button, depending on what platform you are listening on. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you enjoy what you hear today, I would really appreciate it if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom, and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. But now we've got that out the way, I just want to start off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and let's dive straight in to today's episode. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, then it's likely that you're on a very similar journey to me, or you're starting out in a position that I once was when I was building my audience on social media. And essentially, that means you are most likely to be a solo creator or a solopreneur. And as a solo creator, we tend to lack a lot of time. Time is one of our most valuable assets because essentially we wear all of the hats. We have to do everything, and we have to ensure that we are staying as productive as possible in order to maximize the time that we do have. So I did create an episode last week about how to maximize your content output by repurposing your content, but today I want to go more high level and simply talk about how to be more productive as a solo creator or a solopreneur in a larger sense, not solely focusing on content creation itself. So there's 3 points that I do want to talk through, and it's those that I'm going to discuss. So without any further ado, let's dive into tip number one. And that is that if you are on your own, if you don't have any assistance, if you don't have any help, you need to create systems and automate what you can. If you aren't doing this, you are completely limited by the systems that you do have in place already. And if you're not branching out and constantly striving to improve these and streamline these and make these more productive, you're always going to be capped at the same level with regards to the output that you can achieve. And it wasn't until I actually realized this concept that I started looking at what I was doing and going, hey, do I actually need to be doing this? Or is there something that I can create a system that, if I do implement, will allow me to increase my output by X amount? So I started nitpicking. I started looking down at everything I was doing and going, right, that I need to do, and I can only do in the way that I'm doing. There's no way I can improve that. So if there's tasks like that, you don't touch them. You just continue what you're doing. But if you look at something else and go, okay, there is this tool that I can potentially pay money towards, or a subscription that I could buy, or I can outsource this, or I can put a system in place that's going to completely automate that for me. And what would have possibly taken you 2-3 hours a day to do, you now completely get back, or you get X amount of time back from that by the fact that you've actually put that system in place now. So if you aren't creating systems, then you're limited by the fact of everything that you have in place at the moment. So you will be capped at a certain level. So you need to look at all of the tasks that you are completing on a daily basis, weekly basis, monthly basis, and go, do I need to be doing this the way that I'm doing it? Or can I create a system that eliminates a lot of the effort for me or completely automates what I actually do? Now, for example, very high level example, content creation. A system that I put in place is having my Notion workflow where I look at that and go, right, I'm at this stage with my content creation process on my workflow, and it just keeps me far more organized. So I have a Notion board where I have content ideas, content edited, content posted, and I just know what stage I'm at with each part of the content creation process. And that's very high level, but then I would also have different systems within that that make it far, far easier. So my templates, for example, with regards to my carousels and my single images, or my templates for my editing on my videos. By having those systems there, I streamline my content creation process massively and win back so much time. So look at what you're doing. Is there a more efficient way you can do it by creating a system that can either eliminate a lot of the effort you're having to put in or completely automate it and completely take it from your hands? So look at everything you're doing. And if there are ways that you can do that, please do, because you're going to be so much more productive and be able to increase your output dramatically because you'll win so much more time back. So that was tip number one. Tip number two, and this is one that you learn to change with over time. At first, you don't realize you're doing things the way you're doing them. And further down the line, you look back and go, oh, why was I doing that? And pretty much the tip is stop doing unnecessary work. A lot of people like to keep themselves busy and class a lot of the work, in quotation marks, that they're doing as work simply because it makes them feel as if they're doing something. When in reality, they're doing work that is, in the grand scheme of things, incredibly unimportant relative to what they should actually be doing. For example, many people will simply scroll through social media and class it as research, whether that be looking for content ideas or analyzing other creators, you name it. And they'll name that as research and they feel as if they're doing work when in reality, they're probably just procrastinating. They should actually be creating that content themselves. So many people scroll through social media for 2-3 hours a day. And it's very easy to do that. It's addictive. It's how the algorithm works. The algorithm wants you to do that and can very easily make you do that. So it's easy to fall into that trap. So you need to realize if you find yourself scrolling, hey, look, this hour that I'm spending scrolling, looking at other people's content right now, I could be spending this hour actually creating content for myself and growing my brand. So stop doing the unnecessary work that doesn't need to be done. Or if you're actually trying to grow a business, let's flip this on its head. You may be creating a lot of content for social media, and that's great because you may be growing your brand. But if you're only creating content and you're not actually making any money from what you're doing, you lack the outreach methods or the sales processes, and therefore you're not going to get any clients because you're not actively looking for them. You may think people that are going to come directly to you based on the content you create, and that may be the case, but you can't rely on that. You have to have an outreach strategy. You have to have a sales funnel in place that you actively act upon every single day. And if you don't do that, you're never going to get the clients to actually build your business. So you may have a different dilemma here. You may be creating enough content and you may be productive in that sense, but you're doing too much of that. If you're posting every single day, fine. You don't need to be posting 4 or 5 times a day, but not doing any sales outreach. If you can do both, fantastic. But if you find that content creation is taken away from the fact that you're not actually growing your business, then you need to reevaluate the way you are doing things. And you need to stop doing so much of one thing and balance it well so that you've got a good combination of the two. So take a look at the tasks that you're doing on a daily basis and go, hey, what do I need to do? What do I actually need to do? And what tasks can I replace those essential things in for so that I'm ensuring that I'm doing tasks that actually need to be done rather than being unproductive in a sense of that I'm doing unnecessary work at the moment that in reality isn't that important. So moving on to the final tip. And this is one that is largely, it's a pretty cliche way to end the episode, but hey, execute every single day. That's all you need to be doing. You need to be putting in the reps every single day, whether it's the boring task, whether it's the exciting task. Ultimately, the fundamentals are going to be what helps you grow in the long term and actually grow that business. And the fundamentals do tend to be the boring tasks, but find joy in doing those tasks. But the reason I've put this here is because ultimately, this episode is about being more productive. And if you're executing every single day, you're going to get far quicker at the tasks that you are doing every single day because you're practicing every single day. If you were to just do things every other day or a couple times a week or only on the weekends, you're not doing them enough. You're not practicing enough to get better at them. The best sports people in the world don't just, let's pick a tennis player, for example. Novak Djokovic doesn't just pick up his tennis racket on the weekend. He would never have got to the level that he's at now if he hadn't practiced every single day. And the same goes for social media, building a brand, creating content. If you're not practicing every single day, you're not going to get better and better and better, or you're not going to be that prominent figure within your industry, because there's going to be people out there that are doing more work than you. You don't have to necessarily be doing more work than them, but you can get quicker if you're naturally gifted, and you still have to ensure that you're executing every single day, because hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. Such a cliche saying, but it's so true. So please, just execute every single day, because the more you do, the better you get. And the better you get, the quicker you're going to get. Quantity breeds quality. But to get to the quality, you have to do it a lot. So if you want to be more productive and you want to be quicker at doing things, don't expect that to come naturally. Don't expect it to just happen overnight. You have to do it over and over and over and over and over again. And then a year, 2 years down the line, you'll look at it and go, this is easy. This is just natural to me. This is simple tasks that I can just do without even thinking about it. And that's the point you want to get to. But in order to get there, you have to do it every single day. And that's it. That's how you are going to be more productive as a solo creator or a solopreneur. Now that does wrap up today's podcast episode. As a thank you for tuning in, I wanted to just invite you to the Social Media Marketing School Facebook community. It's pretty exclusive. I don't let everybody in, but it is a phenomenal group of individuals who essentially have a shared vision and want to build something incredible using social media, whether that be a personal brand or leverage social media to grow their business. So to join, just head over to the description of this podcast episode. You will find a link to the Facebook group, fill out the group submission questions, and I hope to see you inside. But if you want to hear more from the podcast, make sure you've hit that subscribe button or that follow button, depending on what platform you are listening on. That way you are never going to miss an episode when I post one. But if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you did enjoy what you heard today, I would really, really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. I cannot even begin to tell you just how much that helps me. And if you do, please take a screenshot of that review, send it to me on Instagram, and I will give you a shout out on my story as a thank you. But if you've got any questions with regards to anything that I've mentioned in today's episode, be sure to reach out to me on Instagram at TheEthanBridge. Send me a DM and I'll make sure I get back to you no matter what. But if you have made it to this point in the episode, I just want to finish off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and I will see you in the next one.